欢迎来到思辨新闻英语，我是 Jason Lee。 今天是2020年8月26日，我们来聊聊社会新闻，报复性的色情影片。新闻的原文是这样子的： Revenge porn occurring frequently in summer holidays. August 25, CNA. The distribution of revenge pornKnown formerly as non-consensual pornography, is frequently seen during the summer vacation, with a case being recurred every 3 days on average. An executive Yuan Gender Equality Committee member told CNA Tuesday. Distribution of non-consensual pornography, a type of online harassment that occurs when an ex-partner or someone else uploads intimate photos of an individual on the internet without permission, has occurred 49 times between July 1st and August 15th, said Teresa Ye De Lan, a College of Liberal Arts professor at the National Taiwan University.That means a case happens on average every 3 days. The frequency is relatively high because young people are so adapted to using the internet, Ye said. And using the internet to distribute intimate photos can be a very good means of revenge. Most of the victims are young people, such as students.Including university and graduate students, Ye said, adding that many of the cases involve victims having their photos uploaded onto social media via mobile applications. Meanwhile, the age of the victims have been getting younger, said Du Ying Qiu, chief executive.Officer of the Taipei Women's Rescue Foundation, which aims to address issues concerning victims of human trafficking and domestic violence. Out of 347 cases of non-consensual distributions of intimate images between 2015 and the first half of the 2020 in which the foundation has provided assistance,Almost of the victims were only 21 to 25 years old, according to the statistics provided by the foundation. Around 15% of the victims had their photos leaked when they were still under 18 years old and only found out about them later on, the data showed. Furthermore, 91% of the victims were women, while 55% were not ex-partners, including online friends who had never met, and classmates, according to the foundation. Du said that people should think ahead and pay attention to possible risks involved when agreeing to have intimate or sexually explicit.Photographs taken of them. 这篇新闻内容的大概的意思是说，8月25号的时候，行政院性别平等委员会就发现了，就是我们暑假期间经常可以看得到，报酬啊，报复性的色情影片在散播，这些是属于非自愿性的色情影片。那在星期二的时候，他们发现，平均每三天记录一次这样子的一个现象。所谓的非自愿性的色情影片呢，是指是前任男友或女友，就之前的伴侣或者是其他人，在未经允许的情况下就把一个人的私密照片上传到网络上，这样子就是形成一种非自愿性的色情影片的内容的传播。那这种情况在7月1号到8月15号之间就发生了49次， 这是国立台湾大学人文学院教授叶德兰，去等于是告诉我们这样一个现象。那这意味着就是平均每3天就会发生一次这样子的案件。那这个新闻是说这样子发生频率其实比较高，算是非常高了。那因为年轻人非常习惯使用网络，然后在网络上发这一些私密照片，也会是成为年轻人在报仇或者是报复前任男友或女友的一种很好的方式，也许是真的非常有利的方式。那大部分的受害者都是年轻人，都是像大学生、研究生这样子。台北市的妇女救援基金会的执行长杜英秋也说，其实现在的这样子一个受害者啊，就是年龄层越来越小。那根据基金会的统计数据呢，就是在2015年到2020年的上半年间，就有347个案例是在没有经过同意的情况下，把私密的照片啊、亲密的照片去上传。那受害者大概都是在21岁到25岁之间，而且大约有15%的受害者，其实在18岁以下就已经自己的私密照就被外泄出去了。那根据资料显示，是说受害者91%都是女性，那有超过50%以上并不是前任的男友或女友，而是主要像是。有20%是从来没有见过面的网友，也会有些人就会把自己的私密照片给网友看，然后网友就会把它传出去。那自己认识的同学大概占了12%，所以台北市妇女救援基金会的执行长是建议人们在拍摄这种私密或者是比较露骨的那种隐私照片的时候，就必须要好好的考虑这个可能会有存在的风险。好，那这篇新闻英语呢有几个重要的单字，第一个是 non-consensual pornography，就是非自愿性的色情照片，consensual consensual pornography pornography。Pornography。第二个是 distribution，就是散播。distribution，散播 distribution。第三个单字是 intimate photos，就是私密的照片，或者是比较亲密的照片。Intimate photos, intimate. 再来第四个单字是 sexually explicit photographs，就是比较露骨的照片。sexually explicit photograph, explicit, sexually explicit。Photographs。好，让我们从这一篇新闻英语里面去思考一个议题，就是为什么暑假会常常发生报复性的色情影片或是照片这样的一个现象？我们又该如何解决这样的问题呢？Why do revenge pornographic videos or photos often occur during summer vacation? Especially non-consensual pornography. How can we solve this problem? For me, I think there are several reasons. First of all, many young people have a lot of leisure time during summer vacation. One of their favorite leisure activities is watching videos or chatting online. Now, the internet is very convenient. It is easy to see pornography pictures and videos online. Secondly, many people believe that the more they can share their most private things, the better their relationship is. So, many students, especially girls, are likely to share their private photos with each other. There is also a high risk of letting your private photos go out. Third, the young people now have access to sexual knowledge more and more easily. Moreover, the age group with male and female who has boyfriends and girlfriends is also declining. Many men and women who are in a relationship like to have sex and will take pictures or record them as a memorial during sex. Unfortunately, these photos or videos often become the most terrifying weapon for revenge after a breakup. So, I think that people like to chat online to share life, share intimate and private scenes, and take photos or videos of sexual behavior, which are the main reasons for the appearance of revenge pornographic videos or photos in summer vacation. There are two solutions. One is to educate students not to share their private photos or videos easily. The second way is to formulate strict laws to regulate the distribution of private photos or pornography videos on the internet. 你们觉得呢? If you have any different kind of views or better solution for this problem, please don't hesitate to share with me. 就先这样啦, see you next time.